So, how are you all? Are you fresh, fully awake, or a little bit overdoses of spiritual information? Today, I want to see if there is a pujari here who will who wanted to take care of the arati this evening. You, I'm suggesting the following. We will end at 7 o'clock, and then we will all need to go out of the tent so that we can prepare the Nam Yakya. The arati will be part of the Nam Yakya, and it will come later. Yeah? One thing is, I might have to remind you again, you need to bring your heart. We will have a very powerful spiritual practice. That is, we will all try to write down our spiritual desire, and there will be a facility here so that you can put that heart in a folded way right before the lotus feet of the Lord. And you will offer an aratik, each one of you, an aratik to the Lord. And then most properly, your spiritual desire will be fulfilled within 24 hours to 1 week. It depends on Krishna. So you can write what you wish in all languages, including the language of a bee or a fish. Krishna will understand. So that it is easier for you to write. It's not so advisable if you write your name there, because you might feel, ooh, someone might read it. What we do is we take all these hearts in a box, and we put this box under the altar, and it will be there for the rest of the summer camp, and then we will take these hearts and burn them in the fire of transformation. I mean, we will make an actual fire and burn them. So this is what we would like to remind all of you. I can imagine that Madayanti is somewhere here. Yes, Madayanti has more hearts. Yes, a few more hearts are ready. So when we are ending our seminar today, Madayanti will be in that area, maybe where Angelika is sitting, in that area. And you can, when you go out, take your heart from Madayanti. I mean, not like this. Take a heart from Madayanti and make it your heart by writing what you wish. It's a very moving experience to offer your heart's desire to the Lord together with an aratik in a Nam Yagya, and it can be a very powerful spiritual experience of seeing actually how the Lord fulfills your desires and in this way elevates you. Hare Krishna. I wanted to say this in the beginning so that while I'm talking, sometimes your mind or our mind will just go from the subject. Then instead of thinking of so many things, think of your heart desire, what you really wish. Here comes Jai Gopal with another notebook. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I must say I'm feeling very, very happy to be on this summer camp. It's hard work, but it's very nice. Let me just take another notes, because I want to talk on two subjects. Then we will start. Oh, Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sita Jaya Jaya Sita Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear devotees, the subject matter of today's presentation will be a little bit more on faith. We have heard in our class, opening class, that if we wish to become a real devotee of Lord Krishna, if we wish to come to the safe platform from where we don't return to the material world, we need to transform our hearts. We have talked a little bit about transformation, and yesterday we started to explain how important it is to stabilize our Shraddha or our faith in Krishna. Because the art of transformation requires a lot of energy, an energy which is not with the living entity. It's not. The strength which we require for our ultimate transformation is not within our capability. Krishna has to give us his mercy, and Krishna has to take the seat in our heart. Yes. I want to start today. Only a devotee who has faith in Lord Krishna will be able and strong enough to go on this intense journey of transformation. Faith is the beginning of our spiritual life, the middle, and it has to be also there at the end. In the Bhagavad Gita, the ninth chapter, text 3, you find a verse where Krishna talks about the absolute necessity of faith. He says, Ashradhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprabhyamang nivartante mrityu sangsaravartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Here Krishna speaks of devotees who are already on the path of devotional service. And he says, if they do not keep their faith alive, they will leave the path of devotional service and fall back into the spiritual, into the material world, actually. At another place, which is not so well known, it is the 17th chapter, text 28, Krishna again speaks of the absolute need of faith in our devotional life. He says, Ashradaya hutang datang tapastapyam kritam chayat asat it yuchyate partha nacha tat pretyano iha. He says, anything done as sacrifice, for instance, the chanting of the japa is a sacrifice for Krishna. This everyday chanting 16 rounds is a sacrifice for Krishna. Anything done as sacrifice, charity or penance without faith in the Supreme, O son of Prita, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. What Krishna explains here is that you can do things like sacrifice, give donations, do penance. But if you do not have faith while you do this, it's just a mechanical activity. Rudy, it is just a mechanical activity which will not give you the whole benefit of spiritual life. Faith is so important. If as devotees our faith in Krishna becomes small, very minor, we can do so many things, but it just doesn't change our heart. Do you have experience of this? You do things mechanically, and it somehow doesn't make anything in here. You don't feel anything. Therefore, let us study faith today a little. There are actually two types of faith. One is called Shastriya Shraddha, that is faith in the scriptures and their statements. And the other is Lokiki Shraddha. This is faith in what the ordinary people say. Also, the materialist has faith. He has Lokika Shraddha. He has faith, if I work hard, earn some novats, some Nemechka Marka, buy a house, have a relationship, then my life is somehow alright. It's a faith. Very often this faith is not substantiated by the practical experience. It's Lokika Shraddha. The other type of Shraddha is called Shastriya Shraddha. It's faith in the statements of Krishna. It's a total different dimension of faith. To not believe in the newspapers, in the TV, in the radio stations, but to believe in the Krishna station. Stanitso Sakrishna. Yeah, the Stanitso Sakrishna. That is a very... To have faith in that, in the words of Søren Kierkegaard, means something very rare. He said, for a person to shift his faith from the ordinary faith, which the ordinary people have, which is based on sense experience and their desires, to shift that type of faith to what Krishna says, you need to make a jump of faith, a leap of faith in English. This is where the ordinary people stand. I have faith in my nation. I have faith in what the other people say. I have faith in what in the weather foretelling. I have faith if I have a Mercedes Benz and 5,000 German marks on my account. Life is Moshe. Then he hears about Krishna. At this moment, he cannot see Krishna. He hears, chant Hare Krishna, and you will be fulfilled. He looks around, there are many who chant Hare Krishna, and they look male frustrirate. He's hearing more. Chant more. He looks. He cannot see Krishna. He cannot always see strong devotees of Krishna around him. And the scriptures tell him, believe us, follow us. What he would have to do is, he would have to somehow make a leap of faith. This is what Kierkegaard said. Because it's not immediately in his experience that by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna will be on his tongue. So this is the type of faith which we are speaking about. It is not so very easy. And I think you can understand why the association of good sadhus is so absolutely essential. Because we cannot see Krishna, but we can see devotees. And I think now you can understand when devotees are disappointing us. Like our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has said today, we have to think about when we were hurt and how we can deal with devotees. Then our faith is crumbling very, very easily down. In the Shastras, we hear of a little bit more about different types of faith. It said, someone who has faith in karma, that by working hard, he can get he can better his life. His faith is in the mode of Rajagun. Passion. Someone who has faith that by living an irreligious life, drinking some pivo, having sense enjoyment, what faith do you think does he have? Faith in the mode of tama, ignorance. Now it gets interesting. Someone who has faith in spiritual life, adhyatmika is the Sanskrit word in the 11th canto, he has faith in the mode of goodness. But this is not the faith Krishna speaks about. It's not just faith in spiritual life with spiritual principles. The faith which Krishna wants is faith that by doing devotional service for Krishna, doing something practically for Krishna, your life is moje, is in good hand. This is nirguna. Nirguna means beyond the modes of material nature. Can you please now understand, can we now understand why this faith which we are looking for is something so exclusive? Something so rare to find in this world. Most people in this world have faith either in the mode of ignorance, they live an irreligious life, in the mode of passion, they live a very materially active life, or they have faith in the mode of sattvagun, some spiritual life. Faith in Krishna consciousness means you're not just living with spiritual principles, but you have to you understand, some sluga, I'm a servant, and I have to do service for Krishna in order to walk my life. This is nirguna, shraddha, transcendental faith. And Krishna wants his devotees to have this type of faith. That only by surrendering to him, their lives is taken well taken care of. I want to tell you of a heart-moving discussion between Draupadi and Krishna. It took place after the Nitkova, the rascals on Duryodhana's side, had tried to strip Draupadi, the dear wife of the five Pandavas, naked in a public assembly. Please, for a moment, try to imagine the anxiety of Draupadi, a cultured Vedic lady was lost in a very suspicious game of gambling. And now the people try to show her naked beauty in this assembly of very, very materialistically minded men. How she must have felt. So at the very end, when these men had almost violated Draupadi's honor, Krishna appeared and clad her in sari. He appeared, it was a mystical, he appeared there, and from his hand or somewhere, he just made an unending amount of sari. So after this had happened, Draupadi came to Krishna and said, Krishna, I have one question to you. Yes, what is this question? Why did you take so long? Taco? Yes. Why so long? Almost they were successful. Almost I was there, only dressed by the wind in this assembly of lusty princes. Krishna said, listen very carefully to the answer, Draupadi. When the rascals started to take your clothes from your body, you said, Bhima. No, sorry. Grandfather Bhishma. You are the father. You are the sire. Means from you everything comes. You are the lord and master of these two warring fractions of brothers. You are the leader of the clan. You just say, stop this nonsense. You see what unfair thing is going to happen. And what did Grandfather Bhishma do, Draupadi? He turned his face the other side. So I thought, well, Draupadi has called Bhishma. Why should I come? I don't want to push myself into the situation. Was I correct? Have you called for Bhishma, Draupadi? Yes, my lord, yes. Then when Bhishma couldn't help you, you said, Drona, Dronacharya, you are a noble man. How can you tolerate seeing this injustice? Stop it. Hey, Govinda, Dronacharya, help me. I thought, I'm not called. She called Dronacharya. I don't want to push myself upon the situation. Only Draupadi, when you did Ananya Bhakti, when you only turned to me, then I came to you and saved you. So my dear devotees, this is our Lord. He wishes you. He wants all of you. He wants all of you also. he wants faith in the... This is what we are talking about. Now I want to say, because I admit that I give very intense lectures these days, if you don't have so much faith, no problem. We are talking now about the ideal, because it's a process to grow into this ideal. It cannot be... We cannot rush this. But Nirguna Shraddha or spiritual faith means that you have full faith in Krishna's service, and not just in spiritual life, where you make God maybe your servant. No, here in the transcendental Shraddha, you have to become servants of Krishna. Mm-hmm. When we want to develop firm faith in Krishna, Jiva Goswami says that we have to generally confront two doubts. One doubt is what the Shastra and what the Sadhu say is impossible. How could it be possible? You know, we have this doubt very much when you are starting to come to Krishna consciousness. But also, when you are in Krishna consciousness, this doubt can come again. And I remember a very humorous example. There was a devotee, a servant of Prabhupada called Purushottam Das. Prabhupada had said, we never went to the moon. Hare Krishna. Just as a side point, by now I heard 70% of the NASA people also believe that they did not go to the moon. But this is this is for the weak in faith only, this 70, this statement. So Purushottam couldn't believe this. When I was a little child, I saw the moon landing on TV. Who else saw on TV? Yes. You also. It was a very important moment in our lives, I remember. So, but Prabhupada said, no, they did not go to the moon. Either they went to another planet, or it was a hoax from the beginning. How can they go to the moon? It is a higher planetary system, and you need higher qualifications, not just mechanical qualifications. So Purushottam didn't believe what Prabhupada said. So one day he said, Prabhupada, please, I want to show you in the TV that they went to the moon. Prabhupada said, okay. And there was a TV broadcast. It was, the TV set was brought specially for the occasion into Prabhupada's room, in the living room. And Prabhupada combined the necessary with the practical. He took a shave of his hair at the same time. So when they were showing the landing on the moon, Purushottam said triumphantly, Prabhupada, do you see now? They have landed on the moon. Prabhupada looked at him. It's not the moon. A little later, Purushottam went, totally disgusted, in the kitchen, and he wanted to make the chants of a khichdi. Chants of a subject. Chants, I may need the right word. Chants, or what is it? Chants. Chants. It's a spicy soup which you pour on the vegetable. Now, when you make a chants, this soup, you have to be careful that the fire on which you heat the ghee with the spices doesn't go into your heating thing. When it goes, then it catches fire and it can explode your soup. So Purushottam was cooking, and all of a sudden the devotees from outside the room heard bang. The chants had exploded. So they were all worried, what was this noise? And so Purushottam stuck his nose out of the kitchen. He was covered with the chants, but he wanted to show everything is all right. It's only the chants which was exploding. But Prabhupada commented, Purushottam has gone to the moon. And this was too much for the false ego of Purushottam. Next morning they found a note. Sorry, I have gone back to America. I have to think everything over. Hare Krishna. Faith. faith not in what the senses tell you, faith not in what your material experiences tells you, but faith in the scriptures and in Krishna is not so easy. It is possible if we are seeing devotees who live a spiritual life. Devotees are the proof of God's existence in this world. And the faith is also possible to grow when you become purified a little and leave the sense, the prison of material experience and enter the free world of Krishna conscious experience. In the tradition, in our Christian tradition, we have a saying that faith is very powerful. It says in German, Glauben kann Berge versetzen. Faith can move mountains. It is actually a fact. When a devotee has firm faith in Krishna and acts on the spiritual platform, then Krishna will come into the life of the devotee and prove his faith to be true. But when a devotee has not so much faith in Krishna and has more faith in the material life and material senses, Krishna does not always come to prove the Shastriya Shraddha to be true. In other words, we need to invest a little faith in Krishna, and then Krishna will reveal himself accordingly. There is a very nice little story which I wish to tell you. You know I like to illustrate my points with a story. It's the story of Padmapada. Padmapada was a disciple of his spiritual master, and he had the service to bring his spiritual master fresh clothes and prasadam during the noontime. His spiritual master would give a lecture somewhere over the river, and Padmapada would cook on the other side of the river. And when his spiritual master was finished with instructing his like 50 disciples, it was about noontime, then he would go and go into the forest, answer the call of nature, take a bath in the river, and then eat. This was his routine every day. Padmapada was always doing service for his guru, and the other disciples were talking about Padmapada. He's never in the lectures. He's only doing service. He is very primitive in his understanding. He has not the benefit of listening to all this philosophy. They were talking bad about Padmapada. One day, it was during monsoon, the river became so full of water that there was no chance for this disciple to cross the river. It was a violent stream of water. Shh, 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 shh. He put his feet in the water, but it was so deep that there was no question of crossing it. Padmapada thought, my Guru Maharaj has now taken a bath. He must have dry cloth. And he's hungry after speaking the whole day about philosophy. Somehow, if I just serve him, Krishna will take care of this situation. I will cross the water. So he did this. He went in the water, and when it was becoming very deep, all of a sudden he saw a lotus flower popping out of the water. Shloop! Had put his foot on the lotus flower, and it held. It sustained him. Then he made a next step. Shloop!
another lotus flower. Then the next step, schloop, another lotus flower. He crossed the whole river. It must have looked like he was walking over the water. He said to Guru Maharaj, here's your cloth and here's your prasadam. Please take ishvalite, ishvolim, yes. So, ishvalite, yes. So, this is a very nice illustration for a point which I wish you to consider in your life. Do something in devotional service for Krishna. Take a little risk. Step away from your Lokika Shraddha, the worldly Shraddha, which is based on sensual experience and on what other people say, and trust in the scriptures, and you will see that wonders can happen. I want to tell you one of these wonders. Devotees told me, go out and distribute books. And I said, no, please, not this service. Any other service. Not this service. Please. I joined very young and I'm a little sensitive. I can't meet with these tigers and lions on the street. No, have a little faith. By surrendering to Krishna, he will give what you need and will maintain what you have. I remember I did so. I distributed the Knigarski, the Knigor, Knige. And Krishna came to the help. Do you have an experience of this, that you do something based on scripture, based on what spiritually minded persons tell you, and then some wonder happens that you can do something which you thought was impossible? I think we all have. Especially if you are spreading Krishna consciousness, you will notice. You go to someone and give him a laddu. Here, take, eat. And he takes it and eats it and thinks, that's wonderful. Can I read more about laddus? And you say, yes, the Bhagavad Gita. Or if you start to offer food and you didn't believe that it is spiritual, but then you offer prasadam and you distribute it, and people go like, wow, what did you put into the prasadam? I cannot believe it. My suggestion to you is find something in the shastras, find some statement from Srila Prabhupada and do it and see what happens. You will make an experience for sure which will enlarge and deepen your faith. Another help to increase your faith is if you study the example of great devotees of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this in the Bhakti Alokya. If you follow the example of previous saints and present saints. Previous saints, he means Bali Maharaj, Lord Shiva, and so on. And present saints, he means the six Goswamis, and so on. If you follow the example, for instance, of Srila Prabhupada, if you read about Prabhupada, your faith that Krishna is there and takes care of his devotees will be increased, because Prabhupada's life wouldn't be possible without Krishna taking care of him. There would not have been any Hare Krishna movement if Krishna wouldn't have made it possible. Prabhupada surrendered to the instructions of his spiritual master, and then he said, beyond my own expectations, this movement was spreading. So study the example, if you are weak in your faith, which will happen in your life, of great devotees. Another thing which will help you to increase in your faith is to study how Krishna is merciful to his devotees. Study examples. How Krishna proved that he is Bhaktavatsala, the friend of his devotees. I want to tell you one of these stories, which I like at this moment very, very much. It's a story of Bilva Mangala Thakur, but I will tell you some things which were new for me. Bilva Mangala Thakur, I think you all know, was born in a very rich family. He had one problem, his uncontrolled senses. It is described that he was so filled with lust that he left his good wife, chaste wife, to have association with a noble prostitute called Chintamani, who had her mansion in the forest. It so happened that the father of Bimba Mangala died, and he, being the oldest son, had to take care of the cremation. But as he looked into the fire consuming the body of his father, he saw another fire, the fire of lusty desires. And he left the cremation fire to go and satisfy his senses with Chintamani, the prostitute in the forest. This was not a very cultural decision, but he did it anyways. It is described that only with great difficulties he managed to see Chintamani. When he was knocking at the door, his cloth was torn by the thorns and he was all wet and he was bleeding from the attack of some animals. He opened the door. The door opened when he knocked, and Chintamani stood there with all her womanly beauty. She looked into his wild, crazy, bleeding face and said, "What do you want?" "I want your association on the bodily platform, please." Something like this. She said, "Oh, Bilva Mangala, if with the same determination which you use to squeeze sense gratification out of this life, if with the same determination you would follow the path of self-realization, you would be self-realized by now. No problem for you." In this sentence, he saw the words of his own spiritual master, Somagiri, who had instructed him in a previous life. See, when Chintamani spoke, a door opened in Bilva Mangala's perceptions, a door to his previous life where Somagiri had told his hopelessly entangled disciple, "Use your brain. If with the same determination you struggle for some temporary physical pleasures, if you would go to Krishna, you would be self-realized." So when this door opened, a door in the previous life where he saw Somagiri speaking through Chintamani, he immediately became determined. He packed his, he went away on the way to Vrindavan. On the way to Vrindavan, he had a minor or major accident. He saw a beautiful woman and wanted to engage in sexual intercourse with her. But at the last moment, when he was really ready to jump like an animal over her, he understood, "Oh no, this is not good. I'm in the dress of a monk. These are grihastas who have faith in me. The woman has offered her body because she thought, well, anything the saint can have. Oh no." She said, "Lady, give me your needles, please." And he went like, and pierced his eyes. This is not what we do in this transformation lecture. The mind has to be transformed, not the eyes or the frisura. Bilva Mangala then was blind
poor, down, disappointed, but determined to go to Vrindavan. Sometimes the Lord brings us to this state where we really think now we need Him. So after some time he heard a little voice, "Baba, Baba, where are you going?" "Oh, Lala, leave me." Lala is what you say to a boy, "Leave me. Don't make a joke out of an old blind fool." "No, no, where are you going?" "I'm going to Vrindavan." "Oh, I'm also going to Vrindavan," said the boy. "I will take you to Vrindavan. Just follow me." Virva Mangala followed this guide. When they arrived in Vrindavan, the boy said, "Now I will leave you." "No, no, don't leave me. Stay with me. Just stay. No, 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 no. I must go. My mother waits for me. But I will come in the evening." So Virva Mangala, the whole evening, he was not thinking of Vrindavan. He was thinking of the boy. When is the boy coming? The boy must come. The boy must come. So then in the evening, the boy came and said, "Baba, I brought you some milk." And he came very often to Virva Mangala. Virva Mangala by that time wrote verses, beautiful verses. And sometimes he would read his verses to the little boy, who laughed when he heard the nice poetry. It was poetry about Krishna, Krishna Kanamrita. One day, Virva Mangala had written many verses about Krishna. A feeling came up in his heart. "This boy, who I love so much that I don't even think of Vrindavan or anything, who is he?" And the next time the boy came, Virva Mangala jumped at his feet and held him and, "Tell me who you are." Oh, no, Baba, don't ask this question. I'm an ordinary boy. Let me go. Let me go. No, I don't let you go. I have an idea." Are you the boy I'm writing about in my books? No. "This is Krishna." "Are you Krishna? Tell me. Don't cheat me." They spoke a whole afternoon. Then finally Krishna said, "I will give you vision so that you can see me." And he touched the eyes of Virva Mangala. Virva Mangala for a moment saw the beauty of Lord Krishna. But he lamented. "Oh, I'm such a fool," he said. "I have dared to compare you with the moon, but you are so much more beautiful than the moon. What a bad comparison." It was moon time. Not noon time, moon time. The moon also heard this and said, "Oh no," the moon said, "I have been compared with Krishna's face, but I look so ugly." And out of shame, the moon fell on the floor of Vrindavan. Bang! And broke in 10 pieces. Cratch, 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 cratch. 10 times. And these 10 little moons took shelter at the lotus toenails of Lord Krishna. That's why he has 10 moons on the feet. Yes. This is not logical, what you have heard. It is not to be believed with Lokika Shraddha, with ordinary faith. You need spiritual faith, which is based on a taste of in Krishna, to really relish this. But what you can feel when you hear such story is that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala, that is the dear friend of his devotee who wishes to do something in the life of the devotee and bring the devotee to him.
If you hear more about such stories, your faith in Krishna will increase. I want to end this by on faith by reading to you something from the Dalera Gita. I will attempt to sing this for you. Just two lines. Don't worry. Don't run out, please. I know I'm not so good in singing. Soon we will hear our own Goran Karan. And we will hear a nice voice. So I will just... Boro sukha kagogai, boro sukha katogai, surabi kunjate name hate koleche, kodanitai, 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 kodanitai. Goranitai, 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 Jai Goranitai, Goranitai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I'm singing news, happy news of holy things. Nitai has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Surabhi Kunj. That's a place, huh? He's selling the pure holy name in that marketplace for one price. The price of your faith. Oh brother, if you want the holy name, then come with me. Come to Nitai. Lord Nityananda is very merciful. Taking only one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy. With this, I will go over to my last subject for today. A little in a hurry, but it's very necessary that we come to this. Today, we will all visit the marketplace of the holy name. We will have a Naam Yagya, where we invite all of you, and the guests from the camp are also invited. I hope they can find the curiosity in their heart to come. You can actually get Krishna this evening on the marketplace. You can. Krishna's calling on the phone now. Yes, you can get me. See, according to the Shastras, there are two Krishnas. Not one. Two. One is Krishna. The other is Krishna. Or to put it simpler, one is Krishna in his Svarupa, his original form. And then the second is Krishna in his Namarupa, the form of his holy name. And as you, if you are ready to give the price, full faith, then you will get, by the mercy of Nityananda, a sweet realization that Krishna and Krishna is one. In other words, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Svarupa, is identical with Krishna in his Namarupa. And if you are ready to pay that price, you will understand, you will see, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you will see Krishna. This is how strong faith is. Lord Nityananda is opening the marketplace and he gives Krishna in the form of his holy name. He wants only one price, that is the faith. I personally think that this is the greatest journey in our own spiritual life is the international attempt for becoming Krishna conscious. To realize that Krishna in the form of the holy name is not different from Krishna in the form of his Svarupa, his original form. If you can lift the veil from this mystery, then just with Krishna's name you have everything. There's nothing more to be had because you have Krishna. Prabhupada, when he came to this world, he came with the holy name. He sat in the Tompkinson Square Park and chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And when he left this world, he was surrounding himself with loving devotees who also chanted the holy name. Once in San Francisco, there was a man who was asking Prabhupada, but what to do with my mind? Moi umski umam. Prabhupada said, I only have the holy name. Please take the holy name. To learn to chant the holy name with full faith, with the simple joy of a child, to avoid the offenses is really the challenge of our life. The holy name will give us everything we need. Association with good devotees, instructions in our spiritual life which we require. It will become clear what to do. A chance to engage in our devotional service which is best for us. And finally, the holy name will give us pure lubav, pure love of Krishna. Please have faith in this. Please try to have faith in this. Please try to have faith in this. And you will start your spiritual life will get a very nice dimension, a deep dimension. I want to end here. By giving you three tips from Bhaktivinoda Thakur how to improve your relationship with the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that full attention to the holy name is the most important factor which will cure you from all offenses, so that you can chant the holy name on a level where the name will reveal himself, where Krishna will reveal himself. To have full attention, you need to have a situation in your life where you are undisturbed. Disturbance can come from outside factors, like people talking or clapping doors or so on. Disturbance can also come from inside factors, for instance, unresolved relationships. Therefore, our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj does an important help to all of us by instructing us how we can have better relationships amongst devotees. Sometimes we cannot give full attention to the holy name because we simply don't care. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We don't care. If you feel that you have a distanced relationship towards your japa, you must go into the association of sadhus, of proper devotees, who like the holy name very much. And sometimes we are not interested in chanting Hare Krishna because we are simply too lazy. Lazy Pula afternoon. I only have 8 rounds on my counter beats. Yes. Too lazy to finish. If you feel that there is some laziness in your spiritual life, which is quite natural, then you have to drink deep from the well of enthusiasm, spiritual enthusiasm, which you can again find in the association of proper devotees. Today we want to make a surgical operation in our life. We want to make a Naam Yajna, sacrifice of the holy name. We need to now prepare the tent a little bit. We will not have an aratik at 7 o'clock. We will all need to leave the tent, and maybe for some time we need to even, I don't know, do we have to close the tent? Yes? No, our decoration crew. Yes, we have to close the tent. Wait, before you leave, don't forget your heart. Madayanti is there at the exit, and you can get your heart, and you should write down your heart's desire. Listen, Slujate, you have to write down your heart desire, what you wish in your spiritual life, and you have to bring it with you in the to the Naam Yajna and put it before Krishna's lotus feet, and he will fulfill your heart desire within 24 hours to 7 days. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. One other small thing. Sorry, those who take part in any musical way in the Naam Yajna, and you by now you have been informed, please come and see me now. There was one Mataji who was opening the thing, and then Lokanath Maharaj was one of our singers, and others as well. Hare Krishna. So please come back at 7:30. Hari Bol. Thank you. Hari Bol.